Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOmaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right at the front of the show today, we are very, very excited to welcome a guest that I've been chasing around for a long time. I think, Rob, I've tried to get him on the show for a number of years, actually.
Absolutely.
And let's be honest, the main reason is because of my incredible ego and the fact that we don't share the same last name. But listen to this intro, okay? Listen, this is the legitimate intro here. Fresh off a third-place finish at the Tucson Conquistadors Classic this past weekend, currently tied for second for the Champions Tour Charles Schwab Cup. He is one of a few players to have won on every continent that golf has played. 34 professional tour wins, including 16 PGA Tour wins and two majors. Elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame in 2014, he will be inducted in July of 2015. And in 1998, O'Mara won his first majors, the Masters and the British Open, when he was 41 years old. Mark O'Mara is also very active in golf course design, and it gives me tremendous, tremendous pleasure to welcome the lesser famous O'Mara.
What?
Mark O'Mara joins us. Mark, thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
You got it, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. My very, very first question to you out of the gate is, do people ever address you as Mike O'Mara?
Well, you know, they have at times, and I told them I wasn't that great on the radio, so I told them to make sure that they tune into you, my man.
You are so gracious, and
gentlemen,
you are such a liar. That's terrible that you lied on the first question. But I swear to God, I get Mark O'Mara, being a golfer myself, I get it constantly. I just have so many questions, and you're generous with your time, and I know you're a very busy guy, so I want to dive right in here. I have a few sports moments in my life that I remember. The 2004 Red Sox, and one of them was the 1998 Masters, where it was just such a thrill for me to watch you win that golf tournament. And I always was curious, for anybody in that situation, for anybody that's played golf, you know what I'm talking about. When you're standing over a 20-foot putt, and you have a chance to win the Masters, how in the name of God do you relax? How do you do it? I know that you know, you said I was putting well and I was doing, but how do you relax in that environment? How do you not just start shaking?
Mike, you know, you don't. You really don't. I will be honest with you. I played my first Masters in 1980 as a U.S. amateur champion, and I didn't do very well, obviously, and I was out of my element. But 18 years later, there I was, like you said, at 41, where I don't think anybody had me on their radar screen, including myself. And, you know, I remember watching, as we've all watched the Masters, and we loved watching the Masters, it's the first major of the year, and it's coming around the corner in, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks. And I've always wondered, how could anybody do that? Myself, I get nervous watching the Masters, but yet, you know, there I was on the last screen with Fred Couples, and I was nervous, very, very nervous. I needed some water. I could probably barely breathe. But, you know, you kind of collect yourself, and it's funny. Everybody thinks these golfers, God, they look so calm out there. But inside, you know, they're churning. There's no question. And fortunately, I hit a good putt. I mean, I went through my routine, and I was telling myself, my self-talk as I was walking around my putt was, listen, Mark, you know, sooner or later you're going to have to make a putt, whether it's this one or 10 or 11 or wherever it may be. And the longer you wait, the more difficult it's going to be, and or the odds are going to change. So put a good stroke on this one, and hopefully but I was over it. I wasn't thinking, God, you know, if I make this putt, I win the Masters, I win the Green Jacket. You know, you can't get caught up in all that. You have to go through the process. And fortunately, when I hit it, I hit a good putt, and I was checking it out. And I'm looking at it. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, it looks good. And then about a foot from the hole, I was thinking, my God, it's going to go in. And my last thought was, as it was breaking off to the left, you know, please don't lip out. And when it lipped in, my arms went up in the air, and I was more in shock and disbelief as to what the heck just happened.
Wow, it was such a great moment. You're going back this year. You're going to be at the Masters this year, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going to keep playing. You know, just I'm 58, but I'm still playing decent. I'm disappointed. Last year I hit the ball well, but I missed the cut the last, I don't know, five times, but a lot of times by a shot or two. And as long as I can still get it out there somewhat close to these kids that hit the ball a mile and play respectfully, I'm going to continue to play. But there'll be a point in time where I'll back away, but I'll always go to Augusta. And, you know, the Champions Dinner is on Tuesday night, and that's something that is very, very special. And to be able to sit up in that Champions locker room, I share a locker with Gene Sarazen, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Gene Sarazen's name is on the locker, and my name's below his. And when I hosted the dinner in 99, every living Masters champion, including Mr. Sarazen, you know, Byron Nelson, Sam Snead, Jack, Arnold, you know, you name it, all the way down the line, Byron Nelson, they all came to the dinner in 99. So that was really a treat for me as being the current champion and defending champion.
It's a very cool thing about majors and golf in general that you can play at your age in that tournament, and you're in it. I mean, you are in it when you start. And the fact is, I mean, I would picture television sets all over America with men. I mean, if you got into the hunt and made history and made incredible history by winning that tournament, you'd have men my age all over America sobbing. Just a boy can dream. You know, this summer you're going to be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Why does that mean so much? I've always been curious about athletes who get into the Hall of Fame, and what is it? Is it the legacy? Is it your family? Why does getting into the Hall of Fame mean so much to you?
Like, I think it's a little bit of everything. To be recognized by the World Golf Hall of Fame and the Hall of Fame members that you've had a career that's worthy enough to be inducted into that great place. I mean, I think it's every childhood's dream, whether it's Baseball Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame, Basketball Hall of Fame, or the World Golf Hall of Fame, it's all the same. And, you know, as you look back, you realize so many people have had such a major impact in your life, professionally and non-professionally, that you can't do it without a great support group around you, your family, your friends, your you know, cohorts. I mean, you just... It's all about the people that you surround yourself with in life. And you know, my philosophy has been really pretty simple. You know, you're either getting better or you're getting worse, and, you know, you choose. So, you know, hopefully you can choose to be around people that are going to motivate you to get better.
And that's what I do here on this show, just for those. one of the places that lives up to the hype, there are a few of them in the United States that I've found. New Orleans, Louisiana lives up to the food hype when you go there. I found that to be true. Another thing for golfers, and anybody that's ever taken a golf vacation out to the Monterey Peninsula, it's Pebble Beach. Even if you don't golf, it's incredible. Just to be out there and experience it. You owned it. You owned it numerous times. Why do you think you were so successful out there? Is because you were from the area? Is that why you were successful at Pebble?
Well, I grew up in Southern California, but I think what really helped was winning early. I was fortunate to win the California State Amateur in '79. I was still an amateur, and then I would really agree with you very much, Mike. I mean, I've traveled all over the world and I've played everywhere. And whether you're a golfer or a non-golfer, I mean, one of the prettiest people always ask, where's the prettiest place you've ever been? And I said, listen, the prettiest place I've ever seen is the Monterey Peninsula and Pebble Beach.
Absolutely.
So, you know, whether the weather's good or it's bad, whether it's sunny or raining and windy, it has a mystique about itself that I've found nowhere else. And to have played well there, I think I've won four AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Ams and a Crosby. And actually, we just got a couple new dogs, and I named my male lab Crosby after that tournament. So
hey.
I love the place. And you know, I would tell every one of your listeners, if they ever have an opportunity to are out on the West Coast, San Francisco, that area, it's only about an hour and 40-minute drive south, and it's well worth driving around 17-mile drive just to see the spectacular scenery around there. It's amazing.
Oscar Santana, a noted non-golfer. You have a question for Mark O'Mara?
Local hack, Mark. Thanks for being on the show. I had a question. Mike is a taskmaster here on the program, but also in his private life.
Yes.
He's got this wonderful toddler named Michael, and he has him practicing his putts at least two times a day.
20 months old.
When is early too early? And Mike has actually been talking about this on the program. Hiring him a coach. He clearly Mike lives on a golf course, so he's got everything he needs technically.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is he's got the right last name. See, so
amen,
he's got
bro.
A good Irish last name, and he's already way ahead of the curve. But you know, it's never too early to start. I would tell everyone that golf is probably one of the greatest games. And when I got started, I was 13, but you know, it wasn't that cool back then. But certainly when Tiger came onto the scene, he made it a lot cooler. And the great thing about golf is you can play the rest of your life, number one. And number two, doesn't matter how good a player you are, everybody you know, being out on a golf course, being in the outside environment, taking it all in, no two shots are the same, and it helps you grow. I mean, for me, golf kind of became my friend as a young guy growing up, and it taught me a lot about life, and that's why, you know, getting a young individual exposed to the game of golf is a great thing.
I want to bring in our noted non-athlete on the show, Rob Spiewak, who was responsible for getting Mark on the show. Rob, you've got a question for Mark O'Meara.
Yeah, if there's anyone less qualified than Oscar, it would be I. I wanted to ask if you have been, you just said, playing golf since you're 13, and it seems like now when you watch a competition on television, the game is more intense. The players look more intense than they ever have before. When you were coming up through the ropes, intensity aside, who would be the one player in the history of your golfing that you would like to hang out with?
Be the ranks, Rob. Be the ranks. He'd be coming up through the ranks.
Coming through the ranks.
The ropes.
All right.
I mean, no. I mean, it's just a sports reference. I mean, it's the ranks. It's kind of like, you know.
Well, you know, Mike, I live the theater.
I know. You majored in theater arts. And I understand.
There's
a good question.
But yeah, who is behind the scenes? Who's the most fun?
Well, Rob, that's a good question. First of all, you know, I've been blessed to play with all the greatest players,
right.
You know, most of them anyways. And I would say the man that I think that I would try to want to hang out with in his prime or emulate would be Arnold Palmer.
Cool.
And I'll tell you why. I mean, it was just his event last week, but Mr. Palmer epitomizes what it's like to be successful in your sport or your business. And, you know, he just, when he looks you in the eye and he shakes your hand or whatever, you know you're dealing with a legend, but you also know that his full attention is on you, which is a rare thing in a professional athlete and, you know, a superstar and a celebrity like Arnold Palmer is. And to me, you know, he's just he thanks the fans. He's got Arnie's Army. He's great with the volunteers. He's a class act. So, I mean, he would be the type of person that I'd want to hang out with or emulate.
Cool, and he remains a great ambassador for the game to this day.
Oh, absolutely.
Huge.
I got to ask you about Tiger, Mark, because, you know, in the 90s, you took Tiger under your wing.
Right.
You guys helped each other. You both give each other credit for that. Has it bothered you watching him go through everything he's gone through? I think he's paid for his mistakes. I think a lot of people believe that. And do you think he can come back strong? I mean, I don't think there's any athlete on the planet that endures more speculation about why he's doing this or what's happening with injuries. I mean, the guy is under the microscope, and I know you're a good friend of his. Do you think he can come back? Because I'd like to see it. I think he'd be good for golf.
Well, you know, I will say that you know, I there's no question that him coming into my life made a big impact in my life. And, you know, as friends, you know, you always try to be there for your friends. So I haven't been around him much the last 6-7 years, but I love golf, and I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan. And I would say that it's been difficult for anyone to see. But on the other hand, it just goes to show you that, you know, everyone's a human. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone struggles, and it's okay to struggle. I mean, it's not fun when you're struggling, but, you know, sometimes you grow more when you struggle. And I don't know if I would have thought before the accident, before all the personal turmoil in his life, you know, that he was more likely going to break Jack's record of 18 majors. You know, he's sitting on 14, and he's been stuck there for a while. But with injuries and the personal stuff and then the fact that he's lived under the microscope, as all of you have pointed out, he's 39 years old, but he hasn't lived a life like a 39-year-old individual. I mean, he's, you know, he's been well compensated, obviously, but if I would have told you, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago that a golfer was going to come along and not only be one of the greatest golfers of all time, but one of the most famous people of all time, you know, as a golfer, you would have said there's no way that can happen as somebody who's playing golf. But yet Tiger Woods has done that. So, you know, I hope he comes back out and comes strong, and maybe he'll play the Masters, and I'll get to see him there and give him a hug. And he knows I'm always in his corner and always pulling for him. And if there's any way I can ever help him, he knows that my phone's always on for him.
I'm talking to Mark O'Meara, noted O'Meara, and a Masters champion. And no, it's just cool. I mean, it really is. It's just cool to have another
noted O'Meara.
O'Meara.
Really done something
Mike,
productive
Mike,
with his
Mike,
life.
Mike, I got to tell you, you know, when I'm in Ireland, and I'm in Ireland a lot, they don't like us saying O'Meara. It's O'Meara.
What are they? They want O'Meara?
It's O'Meara.
Now, where do you? Let me
Mike
ask you that. I'm going to ask you
it's
where
Mark
you line
O'Meara.
Up on that. Because the one that ticks me off is when anyone says Mike O'Meara. I always say it's Mare Bear Chair. That's the way you pronounce it, right?
Yeah, you've got it better than I do. Sometimes, yeah, you're right. Maybe it's they don't like it when it's Omira. It's Omara. You know, it's a little more that way.
There you go. By the way, the last time I told the story on the show about getting Carl and I coming down to the Champions Tour event down in Naples and getting our picture taken, we kind of stalked you there, and we were the couple where the lady took a selfie with the beer can. You probably don't remember that, but we were practicing. I forgot what round it was, but you were practicing after the round, and we had a selfie taken with you. And I will tell you something. It's my first Champions Tour event in a very, very long time, and oh my God, has the quality of play on that tour changed dramatically. First, the look of the guys, the athletic ability of the guys. The tour you play on the most now, the Champions Tour, the quality of play is just incredible.
It is. You know, I remember back in the day when I was in my late 30s, early 40s, those guys on the senior tour, now the Champions Tour, they play these little short courses, and they can't really, it's just chip and putt. But I will tell you that there's been three or four things that have really impressed me in my whole life of 45 years of playing professional golf, period, 34 years of professional golf. And number one was obviously what Jack Nicklaus accomplished. He was the man. He's got all the records. He was my idol as a young man growing up. And then two, what Tiger Woods did, being around Tiger Woods for 10 or 11 years and seeing what he accomplished. And the third thing that impresses me the most is how well the guys play in the Champions Tour. As you pointed out, Mike, I mean, it's incredible, the scoring. And when guys come out at 50 and are rookies, they're like, they're going to tear it up. But I'm like, listen, Bernhard Langer at 58 plays, or 57, almost 58. I think he's probably about the same age as I am. Plays as good a golf now as he's ever played at any time in his life, in my opinion, by what I've witnessed and seen.
I will tell you, I have to interrupt you there, Mark, and say I see Bernhard Langer, and I saw him at the Naples event, and and I know he withdrew after a couple of rounds, but I would imagine the way that guy looks at his age, I would think he goes into the locker room and like removes his face, and there's a robot underneath it. I mean, that man's truly amazing to look at. It really, he's in great shape at this stage in his career.
It's cool to see some of the players, and including myself, people. I think I was getting interviewed when I got done on Sunday, like you said, at Tucson last week, and played well on Sunday and 66 and finished third or whatever. And Dave Marr was interviewing me, and he's like, "Well, Mark, you've done this, whatever." And he goes, "What is it?" I said, "You know what it is, Dave? It's pride. It's pride. That's what kind of pushes the guys. And we're still competitive." As you guys right are now on your radio show, you're very competitive. I can tell. I can hear it in your guys' voice.
You got that in 5 seconds,
yeah,
didn't
about
you?
That.
Absolutely. You still live in Florida, right? You're still a Floridian, aren't you? Are you still living down?
I've been in Houston. I got remarried about 6 years. Yeah, I'm a Houston Texan guy now.
Oh, no, you moved out of Florida. I was going to say you could have all the Omeras over for Easter, Mark. Oh, I'm not going to fly to Houston. Oh, that's a
Listen,
bummer.
You know what? We actually have a really nice day today. It hasn't been that great a winter, but it's pretty darn nice out today, and I want to get out there on the course and go practice.
What would be halfway? Couldn't you guys meet in like Biloxi for an egg?
Well, I'm going to Gulfport tomorrow because I'm playing in Gulfport, Mississippi this week. So if you guys want to come down and hang out, who knows? I'm my caddy. He's only been with me for a short time, and I've said to him at any time, you don't know. There's no guarantee that you're going to Augusta, so I could put one of you guys in the lineup and give you a trial run and see how you do.
Oh, my God, I'd throw up. I'd be so excited. That'd be incredible. Mark, really, we appreciate you taking the time here. I have to say, and by the way, that's where the Champions Tour event is. It's going to be on the Golf Channel in Gulfport, Mississippi this weekend. I have to say, thanks for being so generous with your time. I've been a fan for years, and that's not just because we share the same name, but because you do conduct yourself the way I think every pro athlete should. Everyone who enjoys the spotlight could take a lesson from Mark O'Meara. I really, really have admired you for a very, very long time, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Good luck at the Champions Tour event this weekend. Good luck at the Masters.
Yeah.
Do something special. Make it the history. Make us all cry, Mark. Make us all cry at the Masters.
Well, Mike, Oscar, Rob, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it, and I'd love to come on any other time in the future. And, to all your listeners, tune in. It's going to be a great week in a couple of weeks from now at Augusta, and hopefully I can play well, and if not, it's still a spectacular event. I get to go back.
Perfect. Mark O'Meara, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Have a great, great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, man.
Wow. You might want to towel off, Mike.
That's a little thrill for me. Rob, if you'll excuse me.
Can you hit a hole-in-one for me?
Yeah, could you do it for me, babe? Could you hit me a home run, babe?
No, you don't get it. So this is multi-level, you see. This is the fact
make
that,
me
yes,
cry.
Yes, we have the same. No, if let me tell you, Rob knows, Oscar, Rob knows what I'm talking about. When Tom Watson was like 60 whatever and he was leading the British Open,
yeah,
all the old guys were going, it can still be done. It's not because of the name.
Mike, you're not
it.
Old.
That's not what it
Mike,
is.
You're not old.
Well, no, in the athletic world,
yeah,
you're old
course.
At 55. That's really? What that is.
All of that said, the one thing I take away from that interview is you at Augusta caddying for him and vomiting and listening
yes.
to Jim Nance cover that.
Well, it looks like... Jim Nance on the 16th fairway, it looks like the that'd be on the first fairway.
Yeah, what?
The caddy for Mark O'Meara seems to be in a prone position. And I guess the pressure has been too much. Well, we'll save that for the Masters intro we do. Mark O'Meara, and now without further ado, Rob, start the show, you hump.
I got it.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomeara.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That's them. Right there. Quick, let's pretend you just said something funny.
Oh, my God. You are so hilarious. Where do you come up? No, you pretend I said something
Albert,
funny.
Stop. Oh, hi.
Hey.
Foy and... Louise, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is Anna. She's...
I'm his girlfriend.
She's my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's the new GF. Big time.
A lot of sexual activity.
All the time. I live inside her. So if you want to send me a letter, you got to address it. Care of her vagina.
Yep.
We live in a terrible place and time. The American West is a disgusting, awful, dirty, dangerous place. Look around you. Everything out here that's not you wants to kill you. Outlaws, angry drunk people, scorned hookers, hungry animals, diseases, major and minor injuries, Indians, the weather. You can get killed just going to the bathroom. See those guys over there? The guys who work in the silver mines? See what they're eating? Ribs doused in hot sauce. They eat hot, spicy foods every meal of the day. You know why? Because their palates are so completely dulled from inhaling poison gas 12 hours a day down in the mines. That's all they can taste. You know what that kind of diet does to your guts? They literally die from their own farts.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios from sunny Southwest Florida and our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Meara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device, the Mike O'Meara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. I want to talk to you about Vegas, baby!
Baby!
Yeah, baby. How about a trip to Vegas? Oscar's going out in a few weeks here and you should go out to Vegas, too. Spring's a great time to visit Vegas, and if you're going to go to Vegas, go to Vegas.com. Whether it's spring break, March Madness, NASCAR, the hottest clubs, EDM events, those are those dance things.
A lot of fun.
Three different songs. We all did a different song.
I was saying, as my child was screaming earlier this morning, I need a getaway, and I should go to Vegas.com. It's the way to do Vegas, because everyone at Vegas.com lives in Vegas. They work in Vegas. They party there. They know the people that set the deals, so the moment prices drop, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. It happens right away. They will save you money on the hot headliner shows, the tours, the attractions, Deadmau5, VIP bottle service, Deadmau5. I'm sorry.
That's what it is.
That's true. Vegas.com. They're probably going to get upset with me that I said Deadmau5.
No,
five.
No.
They get it.
You will get the lowest rate on your hotel. If your hotel rate drops after you book it, they tell you so you can rebook, and Vegas.com will refund the difference.
Perfect.
Go to Vegas.com right now.
When?
Right now.
All right.
Click on the microphone in the top right corner, enter the code TMOS to receive an extra 10% off everything but air hotel packages. That's Vegas.com. Click on the microphone and get your bonus savings by using secret code TMOS and book it today. Short opening break because we went so long with Mark O'Mara there, and he was very generous to, you know, one of the, when you don't do, we've just started doing interviews again, and one of the things about halfway through that interview, I know with professional athletes and television personalities and movie stars, there's always a time that they give you, and I realized during all of our discussion, we never got that, because these guys literally have to go to pro-ams, and they have to go to different
things. Oh, they throw a vibe. They throw a vibe when they're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got to go practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to go practice was his thing, right? That was it, right? I picked up on that. I'm smart. That's the way.
Before you go.
But, you know, seriously.
Get a hold of one for me.
That,
your boy O'Mara.
That is one of my heroes, Oscar. He is one of my heroes.
You started scrambling and asking for things.
And we had 1,000 questions we didn't get to. For example, about the green jacket, does the PGA offer lifetime free alterations? Is it like Men's Warehouse?
Craig Stadler, reading an article in Golf Magazine recently. Craig Stadler, the walrus, the big fat guy.
Mostly letting out for him, I think.
He has three jackets in his locker room. At
really? Like three different, like Jackie Gleason.
For the fluctuation.
You know, the great one when he had a suit made would have one made in a size smaller and a size larger just in case.
By the way, and as I engage in, if I dive full into fantasy land right now, what did he say? He's 57 or 58?
58.
58 years young. First of all, 58, and he shot a 66 in the final round this past week.
The guy's
got the game still.
Yeah.
In order to shoot a 66 at 58, it's just
what
like,
type of shape was he in when you saw him?
He's in good shape. They're all smaller than you think they look.
Here's Fantasyland music for Mike.
if he even does anything at the Masters.
Yeah.
That I'm taking full credit.
All right.
And
I'm
you should.
Taking full
you
credit
should.
On this
and
show.
You should.
That's the way that's going to
go. You know, when you were
win
at
one
the,
for the Gipper.
When you were at that, and it's essentially.
You're making it into this kind of like. You're making me into. I'm a kid with crutches that's walking up there. Gee, Mr. O'Mara, won't you please? No. I think it's, you know, the old guy. The thing about, we'll see, the problem is now. The old guys can't hit it as far as the you know the tour pros that are on the tour now.
They can play smarter though.
They have to hit great long irons in order to win the tournament. But
and they know all the tricks.
They know,
like they'll put a pebble in a young guy's shoes. Like
when you
mobile.
Were coming up through the ropes. I'm sorry I interrupted you there, but that was
no,
you know,
it's fine.
It was one of those sports moments. I thought, look. That's one of my heroes. I'm 55, don't have many left. You know, get me Carl Yastrzemski on the we wouldn't have as much fun with Carl Yastrzemski. We wouldn't have as much fun.
Is he a little more straight-laced?
Turn the Disney music off, please.
I'm sorry, Walt started talking. I didn't realize that was a vocal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Carl is a more straight-laced guy than Mark.
Well, I think Carl is probably endured more crap from the media. Baseball players do that, especially in Boston, so they might not be a talk. He's a little curmudgeon-y, the way I look at
him. Yeah, we like him that way, though.
But, yeah, they're fun like
that. He's not as curmudgeonly as Ted Williams was at the end.
No, he was nasty.
Is he still mad that they named the Ted Williams Tunnel after Ted and not Carl?
Would that be your first question?
That'd be his lead question.
Would that be your? I remember.
I let you ramp up to that. I'd be like, hey, how about that tunnel situation?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember reading. Do you guys remember? Rob, both of you are probably too young to remember. Do you remember Sport magazine? There was Sports Illustrated, and then there was Sport.
And every barbershop in America.
Sport. It was like a competing magazine to Sports Illustrated.
I remember it.
And I read an interview with Carl Yastrzemski, and like in the first paragraph, Yaz reaches back into his locker to grab another Marlboro Red.
Oh no.
I'm like, no, my hero. It's just the idea of athletes smoking, even back in my era, was
at
a little
odd. At least it's outdoors.
I think it was inside.
But,
at
the time, you could smoke it on the mound.
You could smoke everywhere. That's where.
Did they use a smoke on the outfield? Players?
No.
Are you playing the Carl Yastrzemski song?
Here we go.
Did he play with Honus Wagner?
What planet are you from?
When Mark O'Mara won the Masters in 1998, I had tears in my eye. I did, because he was, even at that time, he was 41 when he won that. And it's an older guy winning, and we're roughly the same age. He's a little older than I am. And it felt really cool. And it just would be, I can't describe it.
How old was Jack when he won that last Masters?
46. I think he was 46.
And that was a very, you know, even as a kid, I remember being sucked into that because of the weight of it. I mean,
yeah, you get
that. It was a family get-together, and everyone just started drifting to the TV as it ended up.
Winning the Masters at 58 would be probably the sports story of certainly the year.
Yeah.
And maybe even bigger than that, because that's just, it's, that improbable that that's going to happen. So,
it was
improbable. But it's cool that they tee it up and they get out there, and you never know what can happen. Look, if he didn't shoot a 66 this past weekend, I would say maybe not. But, you see a guy do that. And, yes, the Champions Tour is set up differently than the PGA Tour events, but they're still going out there.
The Masters is
the Masters. It's fun. It's
do they
fun.
Get paid also, just for fun. Going and not making the cut?
No, not the Masters.
But you're invited to show.
That's pretty cool.
Well, he gets to go because he's a champion.
Yeah.
So he gets to go to that dinner with all the
superstars. Academy Award winners.
Yeah. Who won?
It's like an Academy Award winner.
Who won last year? The Masters.
Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Watson, I think.
Bubba Sparks. Right.
All right. You guys can lick it. You've shown me your disinterest. Thank you for putting up with me. We're gonna get Cindy Williams on the show in the next few weeks. So I'm gonna humor Rob for that, with that television show.
We'll
talk
about the
so
green
bad.
Jacket she won on Laverne and Shirley.
Thank you. That's right. Ratings champion, Cindy Williams. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Meara here with some exciting news for all of you Mike O'Meara Show fans. We have upgraded our app for iOS and Android. Now you can listen on your phone, and it's the best and most powerful way to listen to TMOS that has ever been invented in the world. Download your free app upgrade at the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, and get ready to listen to TMOS in an easier way than you ever have before. That's right. We've upgraded our app. And it's incredible. Enjoy listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the show. You know, we love Cameron Hughes wine, and we tell you about it all the time. I've got some 535 sitting out in my kitchen right now. That is a wonderful lot. Absolutely delicious. 545, my Coombsville Cabernet. And Mr. Robert W. Spiewak himself. That's right. Rob's dad actually grabbed himself some wine, too.
He actually headed down to the beach this week, to get the beach house in shape for the summer, which means he had to leave Mrs. Spiewak behind.
And he hates that.
Yeah, he does. So what he did is he left her a case of number 436, the 2011 North Coast Cabernet, and no complaints from Grandma Kathy.
Nice.
She seems to be doing fine. But
Cameron
Hughes
is great. Go to chwine.com, and some of these wines are rated at over 90 points, but you're not going to pay 90-point prices. Cameron Hughes wine is available at local retailers, but we really want you to try these wines, so we've got you a special deal on these great wines that you get at an incredible price. Free shipping and an extra 20% off select bottles. All you need is TMOS. Here's the only way to get free shipping and up to 20% off. Visit chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS. Save a ton of money on shipping and get fantastic wine delivered right to your door. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. chwine.com. Don't wait. You need to try this wine right now.
When?
It's amazing. And this offer will not last. So, okay, we've got something that's brewing for our TMOS show listeners.
Yes.
We were very happy with all of you that purchased the book Open Mic, and it's a fabulous read. If you haven't gotten it yet, it's available at our website. Just a delightful read, Open Mic. And we are going to be later on down the road, we are going to be making available an audiobook. You've been clamoring for it, and we are doing an audiobook. And I was very, very enthusiastic about the project when it first came to me. I said, yes, let's do the audiobook. Let's do the audiobook. And then as the project got closer and closer, I became aware of the fact that I was going to be primarily reading the entire book myself.
That's usually what happens.
It's your book.
How did you think an audiobook worked in the past?
I don't know.
I thought ten
different readers come on.
I understand your hesitancy, but also I didn't think I liked your idea of getting Siri to do it either. So what we did, we met in the middle, and we've had some good sessions. You're doing great.
I was blown away when I saw the number of pages you knocked out.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It was was discussed, you know, we have a lot of people that were interviewed for the book.
Right.
Some of them will be in the book and some of them won't. Obviously, Rob and Oscar will be in the book. But when they were
no
saying...
No one has passed away, Oscar.
Oh. I thought that was the conflict.
No, it hasn't been that wrong.
No, but
Steve is doing fine.
They came to me and said, you know, we're going to try... Do you want to get everybody else to go? Well, they don't... Those books on tape don't work like that, where everybody that was interviewed is included with audio in the
book.
Right. So I said, no, it's not done that way. But we did want to give you, we wanted to be true to the original text of the book. So, and of course, what was the solution? Because he does a lot of, Mike O'Mara said this, Oscar said this, Catherine O'Mara, my daughter said this, Mary O'Mara. And
if you're unfamiliar with this book, and if you are, shame on you.
How
but
dare you?
What we did is we ripped off that oral history of Saturday Night Live, which is basically people quoted in a sequence to tell a story.
Yes.
And so that's why there's a lot of voices bouncing around.
Well, and I my question to you, Rob, you were here. Oscar was not for the session yesterday, and you guys will be recording your different parts.
Yes.
And I will be recording most of the general text and my parts, and I'm also playing the role of my mother, my sister, my wife.
Yeah, but you're the cunning mimic.
You are quite cunning.
But that's the point. When we read the beginning of the book, Rob wanted me to do it as Morgan Freeman, and I got through like two pages, and I'm like, I'm not doing the whole chapter as Morgan Freeman. I'm not going to do that.
Just the open,
so,
I thought.
So the chapters, you know, chapter one, those are going to be
the slate.
You're going to hear Morgan. The slate.
I love this. Like inside baseball. I love this.
You're going to hear that, and then my question to you, Rob, was for the female voices outside of my own children, specifically my wife and sister, and then incidentally, the voice you will hear of my wife and my sister, was I a bit too harsh or snarky with their?
Because I really, here's what I felt as we neared the end of our session yesterday. I knew, like when you're interviewing an athlete, Mike, I knew when it was time to end.
It was time for him to go.
It was time to end,
right,
because.
Exactly.
Kathy's voice, Kathy, your beloved sister, became even more. Are you familiar with Cinderella?
Yeah.
And there are the wicked stepsisters.
Yeah.
That's
well, she was cruel
to me.
She was
there was cruelty
mean
there,
to me.
But it got even more cruel as you went on. I think Carla got a fair
Did
shake.
Did it get progressively cruel? I'm not changing.
Yeah.
I'm not going back and re-recording.
No, nor should you.
No second takes.
Nor should you. My mic.
My brother was a giant pussy.
Yeah.
It's really the tone all of her quotes.
How did you get the tapes from yesterday? Because that sounds just like it.
I can recreate that voice because that's the way I used it.
I think I had to keep my mic muted for most of the session because there was some great laugh out loud moments, especially when you caught yourself. Your mother's voice is dear and sweet.
Don't I? I'm sweet
more,
with my mother.
But more.
Hello, little Michael was an absolute angel.
That's close, but not dead on. It was more whimsical, and there was, and you even called yourself on it. Your mother ended up sounding like Andy Rooney.
Really?
Yeah.
He said, "Ah, you ever notice that?"
And then we went to the
hall. He was a good boy.
Yeah.
But we will have, you know what? There's going to be a lot of genuine voices, too.
Yeah.
You were very sweet with your daughters, and you gave them different.
Tony Perkins is going to be speaking.
Tony will voice his own. Steve will voice his own.
Mermelstein?
Steve who?
Steve Bridges.
Oh, that's not necessary. No. Yeah, that. No, I think you should do Steve.
Yeah, you
Bridges.
Should do
Oh, you
Steve.
Want me to do Steve's voice?
Yeah.
You have to do. Call.
For the purpose of this book, the Steve Bridges voice will be impersonated by Rob Spears.
What's your greatest impression?
Yeah.
Do that. Right, yeah, I'll do absolutely. That.
Oh, that's good. That. Also, next week, author Mike Kelly will be in.
Nice.
Lend a little sparkle.
Mike Kelly.
And this is set for release, what, in 2018?
That's right. As soon as they finish the 17th Street Tunnel, we'll be there with copies of this on compact disc.
Now, when are we really... It's coming.
It's late spring, early summer.
Yeah,
late spring. Oh, that quickly? That quick
a
turnaround?
Like we're behind the eight ball.
And you'll be ready to take it with you to the beach. Memorial Day, you'll be listening on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
On your walk.
Oh, yeah. That's a lofty goal, my boy. That is a tremendously lofty goal. I think it's going to be really different and kind of interesting. And look for it to get more and more weird as it as you get into the book. We're gonna put stuff, little extra stuff in there that really wasn't in the book itself because I just get bored.
The beauty of it is
hindsight, though, is I mean, I know when I'm gonna read my part. There's gonna be updates to certain parts,
and you know,
I updated my part too.
Yeah.
I updated a little bit of my part. You know, like for example, my son being born. He wasn't born when the book was published.
That's true.
Man, that is wild.
And what's crazy, well, he was born when the book was published, but not when it was being written.
When it was being written.
I wasn't going to point that out
to
him.
You know,
oh, yeah, copyright. Copyright 2014. All right, no. When we the interviews.
I'm just going to let you slide, Mike. It's all right.
Yeah. When the interviews
just
were.
Take care of your son. You just
see
him in the
mornings. Wait a minute. When the interviews were being done, you dicks.
What's really going to be fun is there are large hunks of the book that are essentially round tables with the three of us, and you know that none of us are going to let anybody get away with anything.
Book was published in 2014, Mr. O'Meara. Your son was born.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Of course, when the book was released, you were still working on WJFK. And
Rob knows how, I'll tell you something, Oscar. Rob knows how to motivate me, though.
Good.
In those sessions, he knows how to tell me. He divided it into quarters.
And
he
said, you're one quarter.
Like a football game. This,
because and so we're well on our way. I'm going to look at the are we doing more today?
Yes. Today, Oscar's going to stick around and play.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do the bilingual version of the book.
En español.
All right, so we'll knock out the half today, right?
At least. And we'll focus on the stuff that is Oscar-centric, if you'll pardon the expression.
All right, good.
All right.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So look for that, as Oscar said, late spring, early summer, we're going to be releasing that. And we're not doing this for our health, people.
Yeah, come on.
You're going to be entertained by this, so we'll let you know when it's ready to go. So very, very exciting. When we come back, it's an NCAA update, a very sports-centric show today.
Brackets.
Yes, brackets. Coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show. This woman is my destiny, she said, ooh. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. I will tell you that I'm very happy with how many people have taken our TMOS survey. A lot of people come up to me constantly, and they say, Rory, I'm dying to take a brief anonymous internet survey.
Not Rory at all.
Thank you. Well, folks, you're in luck. Effective immediately, all you have to do is head over to MikeO'MearaShow.com, click the survey banner right on there, page there. And all kidding aside, it would help us out a lot. If you can take a few minutes on our behalf, it will genuinely help us match up our show with advertisers that fit TMOS and appeal to you guys. We promise to never share or sell your email address, Scout's Honor. Just click the survey banner on our website and tell us the truth. And I hope we're not giving that to anybody. That's ours.
That's ours.
That's our property.
That's ours, baby.
Thank you, as always, for your support, partners. Now back to the countdown. Take it away.
All right.
Da-da-da.
I was actually,
his big
me.
Meaty paw went up like he was going to play the countdown sound.
Forgive
and I was
me,
waiting
I was preparing for bracket.
All right. This is Jim Nance. Time for the final four brackets, everybody. I have been paying no attention to the NCAA.
Oh, you don't like watching the games?
No. I watched the last 5 minutes. If I get a game that's interesting, but there have been a lot of blowouts. And
there was a little whimsical Andy Rooney there.
Yeah, there have been a lot of blowouts.
So many blowouts.
Where are we,
Mike,
now?
You're not,
are we at the Elite Eight yet?
You're not doing, no, Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Yeah. You're at the very excellent good. 18, Mike.
You're actually doing much better than I am. Really?
I know I am. I know my teams are there. I've got...
He's got Kentucky.
And Maryland.
Oh, Maryland lost yesterday, so that doesn't work out for you.
So did Maryland lose to West Virginia?
Yes.
So is Kentucky playing West Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, I had Butler and Kansas.
Uh-huh.
Is Butler, are they playing, Butler
no,
and Kansas?
Oh, no.
Well,
no.
Maybe it would be better if we went with
the people. I'll tell you who's moving on for you.
And I'll just tell you if I had them, okay?
I have them in front of you. I have your bracket in front of
or
me.
Or in front of you.
That's what
I know. Yeah, but I want to know who's winning now. That's what I mean.
Right now, Mike, the listener
is
winning.
Why don't we let Oscar just take it?
Kentucky and West Virginia, Notre Dame and Wichita State will be playing.
Maryland, come on.
Maryland choked a couple nights ago.
I'm like,
Wisconsin, North Carolina, Xavier, Arizona.
Hold on a sec. Kansas was like heavily favored, weren't they?
Yeah. Let me just give you the and then I can break down your details and you pretend to care about this. So Xavier, Arizona, NC State, Louisville, Oklahoma, Michigan State.
Isn't Xavier not Xavier?
Does it really matter?
You know,
yes,
what,
it
Mike,
does to
he
me.
Was, okay. He was on a roll. Please let him go.
Okay, go ahead. Take it. You know, Oscar, I sincerely apologize.
No, you don't.
All right. You
take
want music,
it from
Oscar?
The very
Kentucky,
the
very, West
now,
Virginia.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Oscar Santana with our final four brackets update.
Kentucky, let's go Mountaineers, West Virginia, Notre Dame, Wichita State, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Xavier, Arizona, NC State, Louisville, Oklahoma, Michigan State, Duke, Utah, UCLA, Gonzaga, all in the Sweet 16.
Gonzaga's my pick to win it all.
Really?
He has that, and he has Kentucky.
Wow.
I have Kentucky, game. Gonzaga, with Gonzaga going to the final, the winning the championship. I also have Arizona.
He does have Arizona.
Hey, did anyone have Wisconsin there?
No,
I didn't have Wisconsin.
I say throw your wallet at Wisconsin, Mike. They're going all the way. Wow. Cheese, baby. Cheese.
Who's playing Gonzaga in the
UCLA?
UCLA. I had that one.
It should. I mean, it should be interesting.
No, that's a big deal, Rob. That's a big deal.
Yeah, but when you say it like you're 10,
look at me.
I have that one.
Who is Duke? Is Duke in it?
Yeah, Duke's in it.
Who's Duke playing?
Utah.
I had that. I swear to God, I had that. I had Duke, Utah. Pretty goddamn good.
He's got a good bracket.
Wasn't that also your old DJ name? Duke, Utah? Duke.
It was a midnight show. I was Duke. I was known as Duke, Utah, the magic flagellator. That was me. That's what I had.
It was soft talk.
Okay.
So
it's UCLA, Gonzaga, Duke, Utah. I have both of those. Give me the other ones on that bracket on that side.
So you've got Louisville and, I'm sorry, Oklahoma, Michigan State.
I had Oklahoma, but I had Virginia beating
Michigan
State.
We were all hoping.
So I have Oklahoma. And then who's the last one?
We've got NC State, Louisville.
I have Louisville. So out of the four on that side, the eight on that
the
side.
The South and the East.
which side? Out of the South and the East, I have Louisville, I have Oklahoma, I have Duke, I have Utah, I have UCLA, and I have Gonzaga. That
You're
is
doing
an
pretty
incredible
good.
Record.
Especially good. This year where it was rife with upsets, Mike, and blowouts.
By the way, have I beaten you then?
You've already beaten me.
So you owe me $100.
Yeah, you beat me like 2 days ago.
How about this?
I'm really happy we did an update.
Why don't you reset the brackets and go double or nothing with the teams that are already in it?
Oh, man. I mean, that'd be fun. I'd like a chance to win my money back.
You know, you're really, really good at spending other people's money.
Hey, you love to gamble, Mike.
Mike, but don't
you think
it'd be more fun?
Spin that wheel one more time, baby.
Yeah, it could be $200, Mike.
I get $200 or I don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, right. Double or nothing. Hello.
And I'll you get that. To pick again.
Yeah. All right, let's do it right now then. Let's do it right now and I'll write down my picks.
Yeah, here's a little pen.
A little tiny, teeny, tiny pen.
But you guys should not confer while you do your picks.
No, no.
Otherwise, you know, if it ties, then I get the $100.
Well, no, we're not going to confer, but you just tell me who the teams are and I'll tell you who I'm going to win.
How about you stick to your ropes?
Yes,
all right, so let's give the first game, and I'll pick my winner in that.
All right, the first game is.
But you have to tell if you tell me, then I already know what you're picking. Like we're sitting in the same
room.
So
no, what he's saying is, you tell him the games, and then he'll write down his winner.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody else have the games currently, so that maybe Oscar could step out of the room, and then I could step out of the room, that we could do
way? No, he can take care of it.
How about this? How about I step out of the room?
I'll go into the magic booth, and then you can tell Rob. And
well,
I'll
this
be good
is
to
no
go.
Good because I don't know the winners. This is your
See,
bracket.
You
That's
gave
not
it
my
to
bracket.
The
That's
wrong...
Mike's bracket.
Okay, but still, I don't know the winners.
Well, we're in the Sweet 16.
Okay, yeah.
He doesn't know how to read a bracket. For God's sakes, look at this.
Well, no, but
I know how to read the bracket, but those are his picks, not the winners.
We need the winners. You need a website to go to
here
to
go.
See who's
right
playing
here.
In the
All right here.
Okay. All of a sudden, that's why you were so good at the brackets.
Magic.
Yeah.
Magic. All right.
Are you stepping out of the room? Is that how it's going to work?
He's stepping out.
He's stepping in. He doesn't have to step out when he doesn't have headphones. He can't hear me anyway. Okay. So I've got to pick the Elite Eight. Oh, the Sweet 16.
No, we're picking from the Sweet 16 to result.
From the Sweet 16 to the championship.
Right. All right. Your first game to pick from, Mike, Kentucky, West Virginia.
That's easy. Kentucky.
Got it. Notre Dame, Wichita State.
Boy, they are a Cinderella team. And
yeah, but think of Regis.
I'm going to go with Wichita State.
Okay. Wisconsin, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Really? I think you should throw your wallet as Wisconsin. I think that's going to be a surprise victory there.
That's the Rudy factor. I'm not going to go with Wisconsin.
Well, we get a lot of these people down here. Back the car up. Back
the car up.
Just to be perfectly clear, Rudy is not playing for Wisconsin.
I understand, but I'm going with North Carolina, Rob.
Very good. Xavier, Arizona.
Let me see what I did in the original.
You like Xavier.
Arizona.
Oh, really?
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona. Mike, that's a shocking
Arizona.
Pick.
Arizona. Okay.
Turn up your Indian ways. Mm-hmm. NC State or Louisville?
NC State.
Hey, you got it. Oklahoma, Michigan State.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Hey, great musical, too, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you have to go there?
Did
you have to go there? God.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
All right, stop it. Stop it.
Duke, Utah. Hey, man, I'm Duke, Utah.
Well, I had both of them, and let's see who I picked in the...
Well, you can stray. You can always
Duke.
Stray.
No, I like Duke. All right. I still like Duke.
And finally, the eighth game that you'll be picking today, UCLA and Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, all the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. That all right. is your pick, Mike. Good job.
Very good. Very good. All right, and... That's the
and look who's walking in now. It's Mr.
And we'll do
Oscar
it next
Stanton.
Week. We'll do it. Well, when is the? I mean, when are they? They're going to finish this
tonight.
Week. All the games are tonight.
Some of the games are tonight.
They're in the 26th and the 27th.
All right. Why don't we let Mr. Santana pick now? And I don't. I've already made mine. So
all right.
You can,
do you mind if I get that sheet?
Well, yeah, but don't look at the back. Don't look on the back.
Don't look on the back.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Here he is to pick L basketball games.
Kentucky. It's our double or nothing major.
Kentucky,
here.
West Virginia. I'm going to go with Kentucky.
Yay!
Look, I love the Mountaineers, but.
Oh, by the way, if we tie at this point, if we pick all the same teams, then he still has to pay his $100.
Yes.
That's my rule.
I think so.
Way to change the rules.
Thank you.
I like the rule where I got it in case of a tie.
All right.
Let's keep going through the ropes.
Notre Dame, Wichita State. I'm going to go Notre Dame. Wisconsin, North Carolina.
Oh, you're horrible, Mike.
Why are you laughing?
Because I don't know.
Because he's 10 years old. I had that.
Wisconsin, North Carolina. I'm going to go with Wisconsin. Xavier, Arizona.
Hey, there's not going to be a tie.
I'll go with Arizona. NC State, Louisville. I'll go with Louisville. Oklahoma, Michigan State. I'll go with, you know what? I'm going to go with Michigan State.
Ooh. Wild. That's some wild stuff.
Yeah. Wild. Wild.
I want to tell you, Michigan is wild. Wild.
Duke, Utah, Duke, and UCLA, Gonzaga.
All right. There you go. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, someone will win.
All right, so we reconvene with the Elite Eight, correct?
Yes,
and the
exactly.
Elite Eight is determined.
And that'll be on the
ideally, we would do the rest of the bracket. Did you guys just do these games?
Yes.
Never mind, Mike. I'm going to pay you your $100. This is a mitigated disaster.
No. The fact is, we changed things up a little bit, but it doesn't change my... Yeah, it does change a little bit.
I hadn't thought about it. There's
right,
more games.
Oscar, take the headphones off. We're going to finish up.
It's a lost cause.
It's not a lost cause.
This is
damn
worth $100, Mike. I will send
right.
you a check.
Okay,
Jesus
thank you.
Christ.
I appreciate it. I truly do appreciate it. I really do. Thank you very much. Okay. Look, I'm going to piss some people off here. I'm going to piss people off. There's no way that I can avoid this. Look, I am sorry. But I just got done railing on Bill O'Reilly and the people that are divisive and hate mongers. But look, you know where I come from politically. So
right.
you know that Ted Cruz, who's
far
running for president,
right.
comes from the far, far right. So he's very different than I am politically.
Right.
But I will tell you, and maybe I am informed with this opinion based on my own political beliefs. But I will tell you that, and I'm sorry for saying this, but I have. To.
All right.
He was on the Today Show, interviewed by Matt Lauer, and I am getting a very uncomfortable Third Reich vibe from Ted Cruz. I am truly getting
this. I mean,
that's
extreme.
I know
and
it's
here's
extreme.
Why, here's why, Mike,
come on.
Let me temper
yes,
that comment.
How dare you?
Because
yes.
no matter what people say.
What are you? Look at Oscar. He's propping up the other team
calling
a
anyone
bit
a
right
Nazi
now.
Just isn't
I
responsible.
I never said that. I said
what's
I'm
a
getting
Third Reich?
No, he's talking about his favorite new dance club, Third Reich vibe.
Let me simply say, no, I don't believe in any way
say that he has those kind of policies. I'm simply saying the look that he has, you could pop him in to any of those olden
photos.
Yeah,
but you know what? He'll never be. Yes. He would never be a real top-tier Third Reich viber, because there's a lot of things that have been said about Hitler, but everybody agrees this.
Yes.
He was a charismatic speaker, and that's one of the reasons he was able to rise to power. If there is one thing Ted Cruz has none of, is charisma. He could be the most brilliant. I'll try not to laugh.
He's got charisma. I don't know what the you guys are talking about.
He looks like he's
melting.
Anybody
that could stand on that stage and talk without a prompter. Without a speech in front of him for 30 minutes.
You don't think
that's charisma.
Pandering to his base.
I'm saying.
I swear to God. You don't think that he has a little bit of a smarmy vibe, Oscar?
Yes.
Just a little
could
bit
he
of
use a little
vibe.
Powder so not look so sweaty on stage? Absolutely. Yeah. Does he look like Nixon sometimes? Yes.
Yes. That's the whole thing. Incidentally, the Third Reich comment is simply a joke.
That's right. You didn't mean to draw any physical similarities between a presidential candidate and Hermann Göring.
No, it's just a...
You better watch out, Mike. It's a presidential candidate right there.
That's right.
Yeah. Different rules of engagement.
And then I could hear, it would like be late at night, like midnight. Mr. O'Mara, you referred to Ted Cruz as a member of the Third Reich. What is wrong with you?
Mike's got his headset on. He's gaming.
You know what would be so great?
Swatted.
If we had like
swatted
a behind the scenes video of Ted Cruz finishing up on stage when he's up there and he says like, "I see a much better America," and then he steps off stage and says, "Bring me the disc jockey."
His wife, pretty impressive. Goldman Sachs,
you know, and I think today, at least on the Today Show. Shot from the right angle.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I think she's got, she was great at that angle, but I think when she faces the camera directly.
Lighting.
I've heard she's shy. I've heard that she is, doesn't like to do interviews, but I would say that she was an asset during that interview. She was great looking.
You will not talk to the press unless I say it is okay.
She looked good. I thought she looked really good. And she's a vice president with Goldman Sachs, right? So she's a bright lady.
Yeah.
And she knows what she's doing.
But
she's very well educated.
Probably prone to being to hypnotic suggestion if she's with him.
Wow. Rob's picking on him more than I am.
If you
think about it,
outside of Slick Willie in the background, just looking awesome, is Hillary Clinton charismatic? No, she with all due respect, she looks like a stone cold bitch.
Yeah, but you know what?
Right?
Somehow,
when she stands on that stage, she's like, "You won't look at my emails." I'm not like, "Oh my god,
you Oscar!" Oh, dear.
Look, maybe I'm probably going to vote for Cankles because I want Slick Willie in office.
You. Maybe charisma isn't the right word, but I'll say this: to me, he doesn't come off as presidential. He barely comes off as senatorial. I mean, seriously, can you see him representing us in the international world?
Let me ask you this. Is there anything with the whole Hispanic connection that you like the guy or what? I mean,
no, he was born in Canada.
Well,
boo!
But I mean,
where are the birthers now?
His parents are Cuban, right? His parents are Cuban.
Exactly.
No, his parents are maybe one are American.
His dad escaped from Cuba.
His mom is American. That's why he can run for president. I know that.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cruz. He must be a Latino.
Hey, you know what? He's got
Hold on a second. They say that he's a Latino. You dope. That's what they said.
The exact same lineage as Little Ricky. He's got a Cuban father.
They call me Cuban Pete.
Do me a favor, Pony. Look that up for me. If you're
he's a Latino. He considers himself a Latino.
Well, you would too if you're running for president.
Or applying to college.
Will you vote for him, Oscar?
No, I'm going to tell you right now. If Slick Willie's still, if his heart is still ticking, I got to go for Clinton. I have a soft spot in my...
Because the bill factor?
Because of the bill factor.
You want the team in there.
Because I want the dream team in there. I don't care how many roly-polies he lays down while he's in the White House.
Right.
I want him in there, and I want him to stand behind Hillary, so when he goes to bed, she asks him questions, and he answers them.
Hey, we're getting the band back together, man.
Hey, man. Real excited. It's just, I don't know, it just really kind of weirded me out a
little
bit.
Question for you also.
I think I might be a victim of the left-wing propaganda, though, because they vilify this guy. They make this guy out to be kind of a monster, and I think maybe that
colored my opinion.
Pony's got an update.
Ah, yes, Matthew Bloom.
Yes, his mom was born in Delaware. His dad is from Cuba.
Ooh. Yeah.
There you
and
go.
He was born in Canada.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nice. Aye, aye, aye.
Didn't know
this
that.
This changes everything or something.
Aye, 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 aye. Aye, aye, aye.
As a political observer, I want to ask you, do you think at all he appears desperate by being the first to announce and being so eager to announce? Do you think that will work against
him? He needs the most runway.
In fact, do not underestimate this man. Yeah. This man has some smarts. Oh, yeah. You know, he is a shrewd operator. He's doing things differently. I think he probably scored lots of points being on the Today Show this morning and giving a live interview. I think he's ahead of the curve, and you never know what's going to happen. Look, you know, I don't think coming out shows desperation at all.
All right.
This guy's wanted to run for president for a long time. You know, I don't agree with his policies, but I don't think his political move was necessarily that big a bad thing. And last thing before we want to go to break, Angelina Jolie had her ovaries removed, and Oscar wanted to comment on that just before. Yes.
What else is she going to be able to take out of her body? She's running out of body parts.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's just wanted to get that. Wanted to get that comment from our makers, newsmakers, and shakers. Oscar.
Get that right after the fans.
If you're quoting him in your school paper, remember that's what else can she have taken out of her body?
That's
ladies
right,
and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for your school paper. Obviously, Mike, it's not going to the major outlets, but it'll be in all the elementary and intermediate school papers.
We will take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need.
We should do a roast of the More Network shows, like It's Mickey, for example.
Oh, that's a great idea. What would you say?
Well, Mickey Coachella has been putting on a few pounds, and he's 5 pounds away from not being able to ride a roller coaster for two reasons.
That's a good one, but aren't you worried about a little vengeance, him getting back at us on his podcast?
By the time summer rolls around, he'll forget. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week, the TMOS app, and subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Pony might be drunk. He's laughing all today.
Yeah.
Yes,
Mike,
Oscar,
breaking
yes,
news
yes.
from the Angelina Jolie camp.
Yes.
Sony Pictures has announced that she will be appearing in the sequel to Hollow Man, Hollow Woman.
Oh, really?
Is
another
that a
action?
Joke? Because she's hollow.
Oh, wait, that's stick. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That was good.
I get it.
Yeah, the comedy writers ran that in during the promo.
Oh,
and meanwhile,
Jesus
Pony
Christ.
Continues to laugh.
That's
he's
right.
high.
Oh, wow. Hollow Woman. Thank you very much. Okay. Just a big, baby hug. He's loving it. He's
yeah.
loving his material.
Welcome
back to the show. Good God. I'm surrounded by idiots. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. Here's a quick quiz. When is the best time to go to the post office? You probably said before work, during lunch, or after work. Guess what? That's wrong.
Wrong.
Because that's when everybody goes. You can ignore all the crowds thanks to Stamps.com. Stamps.com is the better way. Just use your computer and printer to print official U.S. postage right from your desk, then just hand it to your mailman. First class, priority, international. Stamps.com does it all. Any package, any letter, mailed at your convenience, because Stamps.com is open 24/7 with plenty of parking, and there's never a line. It's in your house.
You see, that's the gimmick, Mike.
That's the gag. We've used Stamps.com for years, and you should too. We love it. Act now for a free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click the microphone and use the code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the page and use the code TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS, you will never go to the post office again.
News.
Last night, James Corden premiered as the new host of the Late Late Show. You guys get a look at it?
I watched the whole thing, and I am not pleased.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he started things off with a bang when he got Mila Kunis to admit, ooh, that she and Ashton Kutcher are married.
Yes. Yawn.
I don't care. I really don't. I mean, why is this? I mean, how was the show? Was the show decent?
It was very heavy with what I like to call premiere episode gimmickry. And
right.
I'll play you some tape in the audio vault of it. But there's a couple things that really I don't like. For one thing, this is going to seem minor, but the couch is on the wrong side of the desk.
Oh, weird.
And it's off-putting to watch it with the guests on the other side. Also, he has a desk, But he brought the guests out together. He brought out Mila Kunis and Tom Hanks. They sat on the couch, and then he left the desk and sat on a chair between the desk and the couch. It seemed really awkward. And then
Isn't that how that British show is done, though? Maybe they're
yeah, but you know
the,
what?
You mean the Graham Norton?
Yeah, I think that's how he does that.
Yeah, but we're in America. That's not how we do it.
Hey, we like The Office.
Mila was talking about Ashton being a great dad, and fellow guest Tom Hanks tried to goad her into calling him her husband. Corden said, quote, "Are you married? Did you get married? Have you got married?" Mila replied, quote, "I don't know. Maybe I'll screw her and him. Honest to God, I don't give a rat's
ass." And they worked Tom Hanks.
I mean, I really don't. I mean, come on. Are you married or not? Yeah. I mean, who does, you know, really.
They worked Tom Hanks like a cheap hooker last night. Too. They really abused him. Okay. I was not pleased.
This is what you call class. Little League sensation Monet Davis, remember her?
Yes.
She was really, really got a lot of attention in last year's Little League World Series, is forgiving a college player who got kicked off his team for calling her a slut. Joey Castleberry plays for Bloomsburg University in Pennsylvania, or at least he did before he got kicked off the team for tweeting this, quote, "Disney is making a movie about Monet Davis? What a joke. That slut got rocked by Nevada." I don't think he was using slut in that kind of term, but Monet isn't mad. In fact, she emailed the school and asked them to put him back on the team. She tells ESPN, quote, "Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone deserves a second chance." God, from the mouths of babes.
Yeah.
How about that for dignity, huh?
Yeah.
I know he didn't mean it in that type of way. I think she gives, I give her a tremendous amount of credit for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Unusual.
That's the way to handle it.
Kevin Spacey's character on House of Cards, President Frank Underwood, is manipulative, conniving, evil, and a murderer, and he is still more popular than President Obama.
Oh, no.
Man.
Polls show Obama's favorability rating is at 46%, so another survey asked for people's opinions of prominent fictional presidents to see how they stacked up, and Obama came in last. It's a very silly premise, but here are the results nonetheless. President David Palmer from 24, you remember that one, right? Played by Dennis Haysbert, 89%.
Well, he was great, but you know what? He's not a good president without Jack Bauer, though.
President Jed Bartlett, that's Martin Sheen from The West Wing, 82%. President Laura Roslin from Battlestar Galactica, played by Mary McDonnell, 78%.
Whoa.
President Fitz Grant from Scandal, played by Tony Goldwyn, 60%. And President Underwood from House of Cards, played by Kevin Spacey, 57%. I would have given him a favorable rating.
I would, like too. I think he's very effective.
Absolutely.
Good president.
Game of Thrones is quickly catching up to the books they're based on. The good news is that the producers know where George R.R. Martin is planning to take the story in the last two books, and they're taking the same direction. Yeah. And they are taking the same direction. Oh, thank God.
I'm guessing that the direction he's taking it might be towards a bakery.
This means that the show will be spoiling some of what happens in those books. Because even if Martin is able to rush out the next book, there's no way he'll be able to finish book seven before season seven in 2017. Martin has been taking about 5 years to write the recent books. Well, they're complicated, right?
They're very complicated. And also, you know, it's get up, get a piece of paper, put it in the typewriter, murder.
Hey, we can use this sound effect again. David Crosby was driving on a rural road.
Oh, I read this story.
Is it Santa Ynez or Santa Inez?
I think it's Inez.
Sure.
I think it's Inez.
Santa Ynez, California on Sunday when he accidentally struck a 46-year-old man who was jogging with his son on the side of the road. David was doing 55 at the time, which was the speed limit. The guy was hospitalized with multiple fractures, abrasions, and lacerations, but none of his injuries are life-threatening. His son was not hurt. According to the police report, David was sober at the time, and he stopped immediately after hitting the guy. He said that he'd momentarily been blinded by the sun, and he didn't see them. There's no word yet if he'll face any charges. He won't. 73. That's how old David Crosby is.
He should not be allowed to drive a car. Just period. Based on his past.
Yeah.
At least he stopped.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's better now, and he's got a new liver, I think.
No,
he's
but he stopped the car after he hit
Tommy
the
Lang's
guy.
Tommy Lang's got a picture of him in his hospital room. I think that's
they're
going to
tour
true.
Together, I think.
Right, absolutely. And now a little something-something. Someone might look at this as an open-and-shut case against a pervert, but I say it's really a tale of forbidden modern love. 28-year-old Justin Barrett works at a mini-golf course in Port Richey, Florida. Florida!
How close is that to you?
I don't know. He was there Saturday night when he saw, quote, a hot man walk in. Oh. Justin wanted to see him naked, but for whatever reason, he just couldn't walk up to the guy and say, "Hey, guy, I want to see you naked." So he went to plan B, planting his cell phone in the men's room, hoping to catch video of the guy when he was doing his business.
Wow, is there any place that has more glamour than a Port Richey miniature golf course bathroom?
Amen. Unfortunately for him, he didn't hide it particularly well, and another guy spotted it. Justin was arrested for felony video voyeurism. He was fired from the golf course, and worst of all, he never got to see his video. But I understand that when Justin does play miniature golf, he always gets the ball in the clown's mouth. Oh. Am I right, fellas? Yeah, there we go. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Scatman Crothers.
This week on the Tony Perkins Show, featuring Gary Stein.
That's who I am.
That's who he is. Yeah. We've got Flip Orley, comedian, hypnotist, often married guy. He's he's going to be on the show. He's good. Really funny. He's a lot of fun. What else have we got on this episode?
Oh, we got a gift for you, pal.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to give me a gift?
I think you're going to like it.
Oh, I can't wait. Check it out. It's the Tony Perkins Show. You can hear it at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We spend so much time talking about us, we want to take a moment to talk about you.
Yes.
The bonus show packages are still there, people, and we'd like some of you to take advantage of this if you haven't already, and treat yourself to the best thing in life. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. Yes, sirree. You'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, and we have fun on the bonus
shows.
Access to the entire anthology at over 25% savings, and more than anything else, folks, it is a great way to support your favorite podcast. Mm-hmm. We need the help. You can give us the help. Please take care of it and do it today for us. We would really appreciate that. It's waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages, and now you can even pay with a credit card. The TMOS Bonus Packages, because you are worth it. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, March 24, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
I know you're not up here, Mike, but am I the only one who smells bacon?
Yeah, I'm smelling ham.
I would love some bacon right now.
There's something...
No, I smell it down here as well.
There's a lot of pork going on up here. What are you doing?
What? Microphone.
I smell it every day.
So,
thank you.
Do you get bacon every morning?
No.
Oh.
No, I get chicken. I get chicken sausage every morning.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, I get delicious chicken sausage every single day.
You know, Mike, I wasn't going to lead with this, but since you brought up chicken, we haven't had a good goat tape in a while. And is a baby goat that sounds like a chicken. That's all that it is, and it
That'll
sounds
work
like
this. It's an oddity.
It is.
What is that goat doing at the miniature golf men's room?
The best thing about YouTube is when you go to something like that, you look on the right column and you see what else they think is related to it. This is a sneezing chicken. Now, I've never heard a chicken sneeze, and I think the most entertaining thing about this is that this family keeps what they call a bantam hen for eggs and laughs. This is a chicken walking around inside their house. If you ever want to know what a chicken sneeze sounds like, this is it. That's a chicken sneezing right there. Which led me to a montage of other animals sneezing. This is my favorite. This is a big dog. What was that big white dog you had for a while?
A Great Pyrenees.
It looked like it might have been a Great Pyrenees sneezing. Mm-hmm. And I like the sneeze, but I also like the fact that while they're videotaping the sneeze, Dr. Phil is blaring in the background. So this is a Grand Pyrenees sneezing.
Whoa. Jesus.
And a dog owner will tell you, when a dog sneezes, they might as well sometimes just bang their head against the floor. It flips them out. So anyway,
that's
our animal salute for today. Last night, we got to hear this for the first time after Letterman.
The Late Show is a production of Worldwide Fans Incorporated. Now, stay tuned for James Corden. This is Alan Saunders saying goodnight. drive safely.
And I know you're a fan of theme songs, Mike. So this
does
is
anybody can somebody give me the background on this guy, James Corden?
British comic. He's a British comic.
He's a British comic.
Yeah. Okay. And what'd you say?
What is wrong with you today?
No more Angelina Jolie jokes.
Hollow woman.
Mike, he looks pretty. I mean, look, if you saw him in a lineup,
he's a British comic, Mike, who had his ovaries removed. And the band leader for the Late Late Show, actually, I know of this guy from a show on, I think it's on the Independent Film Channel, Comedy Bang Bang's TV show. He's the band leader for this little show that grew out of a podcast, and now Reggie Watts is the band leader for the Late Late Show. This is
our
the
dream.
Yes. He's got a massive head of hair, and this is the theme song to the new Late 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 Show.
This is the Late Late Show. Roll the title!
It's a good band.
Sounds like fun.
I like it.
Yeah,
I have to look in.
He is a great musician.
You didn't like it outside of the set?
No, I didn't like the show. I don't like it.
Day one.
You know what that means? That means Oscar's going to run to it.
Of course.
Hey, what's a TCB or TCM on your car?
Taking Care of Business.
Oh, is that what it is?
That was Elvis's logo.
Oh.
TCB with a lightning bolt.
He's got this big sticker on his car.
Oh, it's huge, Mike. It's nearly 4 inches long.
It says TCB.
You get the impression this is the kind of day we could do another 79 minutes and Oscar would just be picking on Rob.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I parked next to him and I said, TCB, Turner Classic Broadcasting?
No, it doesn't have to do with that. It's an Elvis ring.
It's the standard. Elvis had like a chain with a lightning bolt that said TCB, taking care of
it. It was also painted on his plane. He loved it. Yeah. He invented it.
Famous TCB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking care of business in a flag.
I just saw Smartsville and TCB. I was like, what does he love? I should have put the two and two together.
Here's the first joke that James Corden told.
Hello, everyone. I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, look, Andy Richter's got his own show. Welcome to the Late Late Show.
That's enough.
Is that Jesus Christ? A fleet of writers, and that was the first.
That's
one?
That's his opener, yeah. And he's very
wow.
Cutesy.
And he invokes. Oh God, okay. All
right, whatever. Think you know what? I saw a lot of Fallon influence in the presentation with the color and the cutesy. There was a lot
cute,
of celebrity,
young
interaction last night. He did a long film with actually Les Moonves was in it, where they said he won the show by finding a golden ticket in a candy bar, and there was 8 million celebrities in it. Here's just a taste of the best one. Arnold was his workout advisor.
All right, come on, pump it up. You can do it. Axes in the triceps, axes in the biceps, axes in the triceps.
Okay, and Jay Leno showed up too. All right, so I don't like it, and that's where we stand. Remember yesterday the prank phone call to C-SPAN where the guy quoted the lyrics to The Fresh Prince?
Yes.
It made the ridiculous on Anderson Cooper,
uh-huh.
And so he closed with that, and this is what they did with the throw to Wolf Blitzer. This really surprised me, and Wolf, great reader.
Tonight I want to go to Washington and CNN's Wolf Blitzer, who's following a developing story on Capitol Hill. Wolf, what's the latest?
Anderson, happening now. I've been talking to my sources in Congress who tell me you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life,
I hate to interrupt you, but I think you're just reciting the theme song to The Facts of Life. I thought you actually had a developing story.
You're right, Anderson, I do. The verdict is in, and it's unanimous. There ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby, without us? Sha-la-la-la.
Well, I know that one. That's Family Ties. This is not my first rodeo. I know my Meredith Baxter Bernie sitcoms. Do you have any actual news tonight? Any real news tonight?
We do, Anderson. We have breaking news, multiple sources telling CNN that if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
That's such a terrible read.
And then he didn't even actually do a tease. They just read
fantastic.
Three lines. I thought that was pretty good.
That's good. Good for them.
Awesome. And let's close with this. Coming up this July, Mike, Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No. It's got all the regular cast in it. Tara Reid, Ian Ziering.
DC, right?
Thanks for calling him
DC
Ian. I appreciate that, Rob. Keep calling him Ian.
And but what I think I'm most excited about is the vice president is played by Ann Coulter. And the president is played by Mark Cuban.
Okay.
And right, the Sharks do attack DC. David Hasselhoff is in the movie, and he offers this review in advance.
It's the worst movie you have ever seen. Was the first one was the worst. The second one, I think, was even worse than the first. I'm so honored to be in Sharknado 3. And I tell you, I had so much fun making the movie. The people who make the movie have such a great sense of humor. They are the nicest people. Everybody's in on the joke, and it is so much fun. I'm telling you, this thing's going to go on
again?
Forever.
Still.
And the last shot of me is me on the top of the moon. I said, are you going to kill me? They said, no, you'll be in Sharknado 4. And I went in there having not knowing what to expect. I laughed for 3 days. I mean, it is so much fun.
And then he sat on his floor and ate a cheeseburger.
Well, Mike, he's 62. You forget that.
Yeah, he could be.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, he could win the Masters.
I'm shocked.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, everybody. Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Want to thank Mark O'Mara, Masters Champion, for joining us. He didn't say anything at all ugly about Bill O'Reilly, did he?
No.
All right, just checking. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Wait, don't go.
I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.